To most people, the changes made to the GED test for 2014 probably don't look like that big of a deal. Its content was changed to more closely reflect the current Common Core high school teaching standards, and also the test can now only be taken on a computer. The changes to the GED have had a huge impact on the number of people taking and passing during 2014. Orlando Weekly recently discovered that in many states, the number of people who passed the GED dropped significantly. Nationally, about 55,000 people earned their GED in 2014. Compare that to 2013, when 540,000 people could say the same thing. In Florida, the numbers are also dismal. Where 44,688 passed the GED in 2013, it's estimated that only 6,677 passed in 2014. Although the GED testing service, the organization charged with administering the exam, insisted that the change to the test will bring it up to date, most people, the service argued at the time, were already taking the test on computer, and since there were fewer low-skilled jobs available than there used to be, the new version expects people passing to be more prepared to jump right into mid-level job markets. The testing service says that adult education providers should be preparing potential test takers so they aren't set up to fail. The numbers, however, indicate that something has gone seriously wrong. One source we talked to called this a national tragedy that has left adult learners and correctional education students further behind than ever before.